Whilst we're engaging in sustainability, we need to be also aware that there are many other subtle energies that affect us, from electrical pollution to radio waves. Yet we are unaware of how these energies affect us, other than sometimes we can become very unwell or tired. In the studio this morning, I have Bino Gola. And Bino originated from Italy and came to New Zealand in 1960. And Bino is an expert in many ways of dowsing and radiothesia. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, I'm glad you've been able to come this morning, Bino, because I hear of lots of people who are looking for water. They're looking for water on their land, and they use dowsers. And so could you tell us, how do we go about dowsing, or what is dowsing?
Now, this is quite a complex subject. Dowsing in itself is a word that the British use for people using what they call the divani rod, the fork, a rod, where they can go around and go over a certain area, and they look for water, and when they hold this at a certain point, that the twig go down, and that will indicate to the person that is water. But the dowser go back from thousands of years. The Chinese used to use it, the emperor, the Chinese one, then the Roman used to use it. And as an example, when they was going to build an area, they were aware of this type of energy, so they used to put animal grazing on there for a year. And years later, they used to slaughter this animal, and if the animal were their liver was damaged, they would not build on there because they recognized that that area was affected by some energy. The Egyptians used to use this time similar aspect. The British, the Queen of England, used to use the German dowsers to find tin and coal for England.
For tin and coal?
Oh, yes. This is historic. If you go to the library, you can find it in print, you know. There's quite a lot of history. There's a lot of research. There's many, many study was done by people who try to cancel to prove that this type of thing was not possible, and many of them become the experts in time because they find out that because they didn't see it and they didn't learn it, but they found out that when they start to look for it, there is something within them. They was able to come up and get an answer. Many of these are doctors, surgeons. Even you go back on the 1800, doctors, surgeons, they become scientists, doctors, and dowsers. That is where in the later 1400, many of these doctors who had people with cancer, and because they were dowsers, they used to ask why and where, and so they used to go back to the people with dowsing rod to the place where they sleep, and they always find that the person with cancer was sleeping over a stream, an underground stream, very deep down, but it's only the energy of this water coming up. And when they moved the bed away from the energy, they was recovering. And that is what dowsing eventually became more acceptable. It was a German doctor and scientist, Dr. von Paul, in which he went to the council and asked permission to get a map, and then he got a policeman with him, a lawyer and a doctor, and he went over the map, and he found out where the place had underground stream. And when they finished, they took the map away, and they went to the hospital, and they took a checking of all the people who died with cancer in the 20 years. And when they got the address of the people who died with cancer, and they went over the map that this man did, it wasn't uncanny, he said, that all the people who died was over one of that type of stream. And that was what made possible to the diocese to be accepted more, because it was more done by what we call the authority of the day. What made it more interesting was that 2 or 3 years later, they did another checking, and they found that the few people who died, the 20 people who died on the last 3 years, they all sleep over that. So when they had a convention of surgeon and doctor on early 30, they had established that this energy are there, they need to recognize. But for some reason, it is only trickled out that the truth has been kept. But now, with the knowledge that is available, is opening up. So, like I said, going back to the question, the Azri, like the Turkish call it, what do you call it, Deaza. The Roman used to call it rhabdomance. The English, they call it witching. The Americans, so even people call different name, but in reality they do the same job. And now, there is a part in men that through the century this knowledge has been kept from people. But now, because people seem to be hungry for this knowledge, are seeking. And the people who find it, many times, are able to, with their surprise, are able to really, I would call it surprise or shock themselves, and to acknowledge that they themselves, even though they didn't believe, they can do things. And so it's only a matter of knowledge and educate the people how. And then once they know that this is working, in my experience, I believe that there's a law who govern this. And this law is that we must be, if you want to really be successful, you got to be honest, ethical, and you got to be strong and be able to accept criticism. And that sometimes is very hard to swallow. But once we are able to do that, and a person is genuine, keen to learn, you'd be surprised how much that person can find out about what is there. Because in reality, this dowsing, radiesthesia, or whatever you want to call it, is within man. There's nothing mystical, because every person, if he's healthy, can use it. Every person, if he's take away the preconceived idea and really want to learn what life is, if he want to know, it is open. As you will see that in these many books who talk about this dowsing, and myself, I found it that sometime this type of energy or field has been corrupted by people who have them, not the integrity of going out to learn, to want to help people and find what is there. Their purpose is they want to make money as well as doing the job, but they are not prepared to go out and learn about this field. And to me, I find this is not acceptable. And they that type of people have done a lot of harm to the belief of society, because if we look here, even here in New Zealand, many people don't want to know about the Dowser because they use the witch, they say, is evil or something like that.
You but mean that they...
The rod or pendulum, whatever.
Yes.
They believe, they say that is not part of the, their belief or whatever. And yet, the funny part is that if we go back on history, they are the one who bought the knowledge. Their leader is the one who brought the knowledge to the country to find water where there was no water. On farmers, is all the other who found water for the farming, and yet the information is got confused, and they mix the truth with this thing, so people don't try to avoid it, and yet they find out that the people who find water is the one who give them life.
I see, and so. When you go dowsing, do you do a lot of dowsing? Do you go onto
yes.
farms or people and look for water?
Yes.
And do you use...
No. I don't look for water. I'm not a water diviner. I want to explain something here. Water diviner is only a person who looks for water. The person who looks for water specializes... A good water diviner has to find out where the water is. Is the water healthy? Because there's many type of water. There's water that is polluted because when they come from the source, usually the water is clean, healthy. But in time when the water, like a river, underground river, go through soil, that you know water sometimes cut through the rocks and things, and that take part of their makeup
of the minerals,
of the mineral that
yes.
there is, and some of this is heavy metal,
yes.
radioactivity, and that is why it has been studied and find out that all the water diviner that who found people who was looking and people were sick, this is over water where it's contaminated, it's not drinkable.
Too much iron in the water.
Too much. Calcium, iron, or yes. radioactive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where if a person is a good water diviner, look for primary water. So when they look for the water, the person can still sleep over that and you're not being affected.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that today, technology use Geiger counter, or they call scintillation counter, because a Geiger counter that measure minute particle, and they're using over the stream. It can be photographed, measured, recorded. They can't deny anymore. And the thing is that we get the Geiger counter measure radioactivity. And when they put a Geiger counter over the stream or over a bay where people have been sick, and they get a recording, usually they can see the difference. And when people move away from there, sometimes they get better of their own accord, because the body is very intelligent. The body, if you will avoid the problem, the body will go back to self-survival and straight up again.
And become healthy.
And become healthy.
You've mentioned about using the twig. Was it willow that they used to use?
They used to use willow. They used to use nuts. And you know the fork of a nut from a nut tree, they used to use many different type of trees, and usually, like for instance, on the willow, when you look willow many times, you see one side of the willow will bend, you very seldom the willow straight, and if they're over a stream, they're inclined to go over the water, and that is why people cut that, because there's an affinity from the tree and the water, okay? That is why when the diviner or person use it, the person become the bridge between the water, the source, and what they're looking for. that is where another thing that is very interesting to observing nature. When you look a place, a good water diviner, or myself, sometimes I can go to a home because I have specialized instead in water, even though I can find water, but I'm not interested to put a bore down. I can tell where the water is, where they can do it, but I say there where it is, but then go and get a water diviner, and I will tell you the depth, the amount, and plus another factor that I have to consider is that when they go through rock, there's all different mineral, different strata. I'm not, my heart is not there.
Mm-hmm.
My heart is only on the radiation. Yet, radiation, okay, I explain a bit more later on. When a water diviner, look for that, he has to make sure that he's asking for drinkable pure water. That is why many times people put a bore down and they go out and they get water, but it's not drinkable. Sometimes it's not even suitable to
irrigate the land.
To irrigation. Mm. That is why my aim is to educate people, teach people that when they go to look for water, they can go out and look for drinkable, pure water. If they don't know, because some people are not very good to ask questions, they can get the sample on their hand of the water they want, and they can hold it in a hand, like put a little small bottle,
mm-hmm.
put it on their hand, and on where they use the rod or the pin, and go around. And when the rod go down, that is the area where they can find. And that is where many people who use bore and they fail because they do not do this process. I say they can save thousands of dollars, headache, disagreement, because sometimes people say, I don't believe in you anymore, because it's only because that the person who put the bore down do not consider this aspect. It's not that they are good or bad. It's because they are not educated enough, okay, in my opinion, okay? The other thing for me, when I use the same type of rod, I look for radiation, and this radiation come from this underground water, or they come from a cosmic energy. There is energy now that have been studied by doctors and scientists, where they call the Carrigrid, Hartmannite, Banker, and so this book been written on it. And the interesting part, when I came to New Zealand, I knew nothing about dowsing. I came in New Zealand in 1960. In 1964, I had a health problem, and as I went to be help, when I came home from this treatment, I found that I was worse than before. And a friend that I was going out at the time with suggested me to send an air sample and a bit of air to an uncle of his that was out on the country, like north, around Kaikoi Wai. So I did that, and within 2-3 weeks, my health improved. And I said, what's going on here? How can the best profession don't help me? And a person I don't even know, I sent my name and a bit of air, and then I wrote in Italian, Buon Natale, Buon Anno, that means Happy New Year and Merry Christmas, or Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, And I got better. And I asked, why? So I went to visit this person. I saw that he was using this twig. This, at the time, it wasn't wood. He used to use fiberglass. So that means it didn't break, because many times it can snap on the front of you. If you use it and you go over a stream, it goes then with so much force, it can snap. Sometimes it can peel the skin over your head, of your hand.
Wow.
It is honest. Only people who have experience can tell. But anyhow, that is where I was introduced to dowsing. When I came home, I joined the association. At the time was the Herbert George Association. Later on, they changed the name to the New Zealand Society of Dowsing and Radionic. And, you know, and then I have learned, then I made a study of using the rod, using the pendulum, the L rod. But in reality, all these instruments are only
extensions of yourself?
Extension of yourself, because you're only asking questions to your higher self. And the consciousness, in my opinion, in my learning, I have established in my mind that when you ask the question, the mind have no limited. It's not limited by logic things. I have realized that when I ask questions, I have to be honest. If my intention is right, I get the right answer. If my intention is not, I get a corrupted answer. And that is where I am very strong to tell people, don't go to that way, otherwise you only get what you're asking for. I teach the people, when I do workshop to teach them, now I'm jumping a bit, I teach them to use pendulum and the rod and the L, but I teach only principle. And I say, when I tell you how to fish, then you can go out and fish and make a life if you want to. It's your decision. My job is to teach you the correct way. So if I teach them to use the pendulum, what the thing to avoid, because if they follow the guideline that I give them, I find that they will succeed, because we will teach them to avoid fields that if they go through, they will only get disappointed. So we tell them through experience what not to do. If you go to this field, like for instance, if you go to an area, you work and then suddenly you can't work anymore. It means that you've been over a field that the body has been saturated. It's like if you go out on the water, out on the sky, and then suddenly rain, you get wet, and you don't want to get wet, okay? The same principle apply, but the only difference is that people cannot see this energy. So they have to learn to protect themselves before they go ask, am I protected? Am I safe to do this job? Because when you go over this energy and you are not aware, your body is like a magnet attracted, and that some of the energy will come through you like air, but some energy is like water, some energy is like mud, and other is like pitch. It's the one like pitch I'm talking about. It will stick, and it's hard to get rid of it, and that is the radioactive. It's radiation from microwave radiation, all this type of energy. As a dowser, I believe it's very important that the person need to learn the basic. This is what I call the basic. There's many books out there where they teach people to tell a pendulum or the rod, you go this way for yes and this way for no. That means that they're using their will to find an answer. But once their will sometimes is no longer involved, they will get the wrong answer. There is another way, what we found through dowsing and the learning study, that if they find out through nature, using nature as a guide to find out which is you yes and which is you no, you're using a compass or a magnet, and you put it all over a magnet. You know a magnet, one is positive end and negative end. And you look at the reaction you get over the positive and over the negative. Then also, we teach them to go over a car battery. You know the knob is positive and the other is negative, so they can put an instrument over that. So when they use it over the positive end of the battery and the positive end of the magnet, they should get the same answer. And by doing so, then they get what is their yes.
Training themselves.
Training themselves so that nobody got to tell them what is. If they are not sure, they can ask. Also, we teach them to avoid certain traps.
Certain?
What we call dowsing traps.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you can go to a place and you can want to do certain dowsing. Then you got to teach them to make sure to ask, is this a safe place for me? Because if they're over the stream, they will not get the right answer if they dare about something else. There's so many different. In one way, dowsing, when in some of the French people who did a lot of study, and they are the one who made popular the dowsing or anesthesia, they are the one who find out that this type of energy affect people, and they have brought the knowledge out, so we feel that it's our duty to inform people, and then when they know, it's the individual responsibility to determine what they want to do with their life. They know what is considered right, and now. Yes, in my field, when I check for this, what we call the underground stream, when we look for Cary-grade Hartmann net.
Sorry?
Cary-grade is a name given to a doctor, a German doctor. He was doctor, scientist, and dowser. And he did thousands of tests, and he found that all the people that was having cancer, they used to have a type of blood, like a W type. And another, people who didn't have that, they had R type. One was for calling heart type, according to his study. And once he developed an equipment to measure, he found out that all the people who had cancer has radioactivity. And when he measured their bed, there was the same energy. So he was the one, and that is why people call it the Cary-grade, because he developed the system. He's the one who discovered that there is an energy that comes northeast, southwest, and vice versa. They cross. Where two negative cross, and people spend time, long period of time over there, it's like that is where the people start to suffer consequences. History and the study show that many people with tumor, brain cancer, or similar serious health problem have been sleeping over the crossing for many years.
So you'd have to sleep for many years?
For long, no. I have to qualify that.
Mm-hmm.
Depend the individual. A person can sleep for 6 months and be affected. Another person can take 5 years, depending on the person's immune system, mental attitude, and the type of work that they do. If he's a worried person, the lower the immune system, the quicker they get affected. But over the time, doesn't matter how strong you are going to be affected.
Well, you'd have, with Auckland being such a vast area, with 1.2 million people, you're going to have a certain numbers of people sitting or having their beds over areas of land which would have an underground stream. So,
can I hope you forgive me.
Yes.
We are sitting like a hornet nest. You understand what I mean by hornet nest?
Well, I know there's 53 volcanoes.
Correct. That is the reason why I say that. Because of the volcano have tunnels, underground tunnel. Some of them got water, some got air. And that air, many times, because we call it air, but in reality it's gas. That gas, when it's concentrate, can become radioactive, because it's picking up from the source it comes from, okay? As they come through the pore of the earth, they come up, they can come through concrete, in Europe, they done measurement by using Geiger counter, and they went over the 10-story building as an example, and they went to the top, same story, the same energy that was down on the basement, they found it 10 story high. I mean, it got through concrete, steel, and everything. There's when they go over, and like myself, when I go to home, there's very few homes that in Auckland are 100% clear. Sometimes I get excited to find a home that is clear. Now, people say, oh, that is a doomsday. I know. You can think what you want. To think and what is two different vast areas. I go there and I check, and if I find that is this energy, you can go there with equipment, electronic equipment, and you can measure them. I only have equipment who can measure up to a certain level. I don't have a very sophisticated machine, because some of the sophisticated machine is $200,000-$300,000. I am not on that level to go there, because I believe that the Creator gave me the gift. I'm able to detect them with my rod, and it's a lot cheaper. And I find that I'm so confident that when I do the checking, it can be proven. And the interesting things now I want to explain to you is this, that I don't have to go sometime to the place to find this energy. I can do it from my home. If a person bring me the plan of the house, I can tell exactly where the place is, where the energy is, which is the toxin, and which is the safe area. And that's what we call teleradiesthesia or map dowsing.
So you still would have a map where the house is?
Correct.
Yes.
The reason, in my understanding, is that if you give a map, at the moment, I usually ask people to write the map down themselves, to put down where the power point are, where the bed is. And the purpose behind that is to tell these people, you know, to focus. And as they focus and write down, in reality, they are doing what a camera does. They are putting the imprint of the energy on that paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I am able to detect the energy from that time. And because I have developed a environmental bioharmonizer, is a special coil that helps to clear the energy from that house. Because I don't believe it's wiser to destroy the energy, because you never destroy anything. You can only change, in my opinion, okay? This coil, if it's done properly, if it's made correctly...
Is it made of copper?
It's a copper coil designed in a special way, and each coil is made to suit that house. I can't go home and make a dozen and then go to a home and put a coil. I can't. It might work, but not successfully. But if I make a coil, go to the site, or if they come to me, I make it to suit that environment, usually it's 100% effective. What the coil does, because of the design, is able to harmonize or balance the energy away from the house, so the house can vibrate with the energy of the earth. We call the Schumann wave, if you call it. And there has been quite a very remarkable health improvement to people who have experienced this.
So the sick building syndrome, which is another word for it?
Correct. What is a sick building syndrome is two or threefold. It needed to be explained basically. There's a couple of things on the sick building syndrome. One is the energy we've been talking about. And then there's another one, what I differentiate this by using the, what I call the earth natural harmful radiation, who are coming out from water or the crossing. That is from the planet and the earth. And then is what I call the man-made. The man-made is the electrical, magnetic, like a voltage, magnetic field, and microwave. Okay, so this is how I differentiate. And then we have material. That is what the combination of the three create a sick building. If a builder use the wrong material that give out gas, formaldehyde, wrong paint, material, things like that, then that is man-made. Then we have people who use toxic substances, and that one create a sick building. So when people say sick building, it doesn't mean one thing. It's a combination of many different things. So that has to be made clear. At the moment, I'm only covering the Earth magnetic field, the radiation from the planetary connotation. Then we have the Hartmann grid that is similar in principle of the Curie grid, but it's come north, south, east, and west. But this energy sometimes disappears for a few hours of the day and come back. The Hartmann net is being known more than the Curie grid because Dr. Hartmann is the one who wrote a book about it, where Dr. Manfred Curie only gave a lecture, but he never wrote it down. It's only the people who listened to the lecture that start to write and made it available, the knowledge available to people. So, you know, all you notice that the housing is not a just water diviner. The housing, in reality, the word housing was designed only for water. But we used to call it the Herbert George radiesthesia. And because people didn't know the word radiesthesia means the study of radiation and vibration. But people say nobody knows, so let it call the other because it's more well known. And that is why it was changed from that name to the present. But basically, when you go back, in essence, we are dealing to the same situation. Radiation, good, bad radiation. My job in the field is to teach people, if I find that there's a bad energy, convert it to a more balance so the person can have a better way of life. That is my field.
We have Bino Gola, who is in the studio this morning, talking about dowsing and radiesthesia. Do you have a situation where you have to tell people to shift their house? Have you had to get people to evacuate the building?
Now, let me be very clear here. I have many times found myself in a situation where I can say, I can't tell you, you got to leave. It's not my job. My job is to inform you that this is not a healthy place. Then you got to make a decision. Or the person that I employ me to do the checking, I said, this radiation is not considered healthy. I myself will not live here, will not live in this place. And therefore, I cannot make that decision for them. You see, I have to qualify, because even though people say you are an authority, I'm not. I'm only a person who go there, find what it is, and inform the people of my finding. The rest is the people's responsibility to go out, and they themselves have to decide, do I want to live on this? Now that I know, what I find is very serious. I am very, it is a word that eludes me now, annoyed and disgusted, if I put it in few words, if I'm allowed to use this language, of the authority that know that this energy are there, they know that a certain thing is wrong, and they still carry on to the same thing. And I remember one person coming from another country giving a lecture. And one thing that really aroused my anger was that he said, "You want to keep New Zealand green? Tell them nothing." And then from there I went home, and I make my focus to inform people from Bluff to Kaiperianga. That is my job, to inform people. I can't tell the people what to do, but I can inform them what is there. So when they know, then they... But now, when people know, many times in a home, they buy a home, and their home is beautiful. I went to a home somewhere to the area where you've been living, and this lady, I was told this lady waited 24 years to save enough to buy the home. I went to this home, I found water radiation, I found curry grid, and electromagnetic field. This lady got so angry that because she made a recommendation to another practitioner, she said, "What have you done? What did you send to me?" And incidentally, this lady was a type of counselor. But she got so angry. And she said to this person, what did you send me? That man is a nightmare. And I said to that lady, yes. I said, you put yourself on that person. She's waiting 24 years to buy a house of the dream. And then a person like me go there and take it to pieces. What would you feel? I said, put yourself on the shoes. I said, give it 2 or 3 months. And you find that the lady will come to understand that I didn't tell what is wrong. I only show her what is there. Now I say, you want to live there? It's your decision. And the interesting part is that the lady moved from that place. Now, what is saddened to me is that another person will go there and might get affected. And this what I don't like it. And what is, there's a tremendous opposition to try to stop this knowledge to be flowing out. And this is what I find is sometimes very...
frustrating.
Very frustrating, if that is to put it in light term.
Yes, because I know that when cats go into a house, they will usually find a place where they will snuggle up. So if a cat sleeps somewhere, it's a good place for us to sleep too?
No.
No?
No.
No?
No. Now, this is like a bomb, isn't it? Now, let me explain why, okay? And this is not my saying so. This is being studied, scientific, being proved. Now, there are animals that look for this energy, or insect, and animals who avoid this energy, and they call it avoid seeker and avoid avoider. The human being are the avoider. The human being avoid this radiation from what? The cow, dog, fish, all that avoid this bad energy. Where cat, you listen now, if you listen carefully, and you will find it's like a jigsaw puzzle, and you can say, ha-ha. Cat, if you got a cat that sleep with you in the bed, you must have a water radiation, a spring that is highly magnified, or a lot of electrical field, like an electric blanket, or a person who sleep on the bed will not sleep very well at all, okay, can get up in the morning more tired than when he went to bed, and things like that. Cat, wasp, bee, termite, and fungus all live in area where there's underground stream and all this type of bad energy. If you are, like myself, I can go ahead and try to deflect the energy away, for instance, ants. Like there's a, I have like a pet name in Waiheke. They call me the ants man, because when I go there, they usually have a lot of ants in their house. When I put a coil, they disappear. What's happened? The ants live. It's their domain. It's their way of living.
Because of this copper coil.
Yeah, the copper coil, when I made it up, I put it in the house, deflect the energy away from the house, only about 2-3 meters from the house. And the ants are moving out because there's no longer food for them. They're no longer energy. So they move back. But sometimes my coil doesn't, is not what you can call it, a security. So they need to learn. I teach people to learn how to control, the balance the coil regularly. And the people who do that, they have no very few ants. Where the people who don't, after about 6 months or a year, the ants come back because the coil stopped functioning. Okay? But what I want to say is this, that the bad energy, they're not necessarily bad for everything, because they find out that the herbs that we call healing herbs or something, they love this, not this negative energy. That is the fascinating thing. Another thing, if you are now got a farm or you got a garden, if you got a bad energy, look trees. You find that if you have a plum tree and there's an energy about a meter away from the plum, you find that the plum tree usually go up straight. But on this case, you find that the plum are turning, and over the time, it will try to go over this energy. It start to bend. If you have an oak tree, and there's a stream, you find that many of the branches is inclined to go down and pull down for where the water is. Oak tree love water crossing. That is why there's a saying in Europe, never sit or stand under that oak tree when there's a storm, because they usually know where the oak tree seem to leave a lot of the water crossing, that way lightning strike. Another aspect to see where this energy, what we call ley line are, you look some tree, get a big blob. Another big blob, okay? And a canker or something, if that is the right language. And if you look sometime in an edge, you can see an edge is beautiful, and then suddenly something is now growing for about a meter. If you check, you find that that is a crossing. And that means that the plant don't like that energy. So it still survive, but is not giving the best. Apple tree will not bear fruit over this energy. That is one. It's a very vast area. And in many cases, they call this from the microscience.
Yes, Beno. It's wonderful that you've been able to share some of the more subtle things. That was Beno Gola talking about dowsing and radiothesia.